And welcome to the first Tell Me Your Story radio broadcast of 2010. That's right, we're into a new year, new decade, a lot of fun to be had by all as we move and journey forward on this incredible adventure we call life here on planet Earth. And it's great to be here. I'm excited about our year ahead and our programs ahead, including today's broadcast. And we certainly hope that you will check out our website. It's richarddugan.com. That's RICHARDDUGAN.com. Not only can you listen live, you can also listen to programs that we've done in the past since September 7, 2007. So September of 2007, if you will. We have obviously almost two and a half years worth of programs up there, and we hope that you will check them out, including our program for today, which will be up about 20 minutes after the broadcast is over. And my webmaster, me, will take care of that for you and make it available as well. The program is here every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, streaming live on the internet, again, as I said, at richarddugan.com. And today's program, we're going to open up the phone lines, 564-1290, that's 805-564-1290, or outside the area, listening live on the internet outside the 805 area, the phone number 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290. We'll be taking your calls with my guest, who is Barbara Mackey. And she is, among other things, she is a clairvoyant psychic, and she does, in addition to readings for you, the humans, she also can get a bead, if you will, on a reading on your animals, your pets, and give you an idea as to maybe why they are the way they are. They have minds, and she's able to hear them and get in touch with their souls and give you an indication. I tell you what, I could certainly use that with my dog, Makushla. What in the world is going on with that girl? She has just one bundle of energy. Reminds me of me in my 20s. Barbara, welcome to our program. It's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Good evening. Thanks for having me, Richard.
And we sure appreciate your taking time out of your busy schedule. I know that you have many projects and programs, radio broadcasts that you're a part of as well. Mm-hmm. Medium, psychic, you're a psychic detective, a medical intuitive, as well as a teacher. And, of course, you do animal intuitive readings as well.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Yeah, I've been doing this for, I'd say, almost 28 years now. And I do this professionally. This is the only thing that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you say you've been doing it for 28 years.
Yeah.
How did this get started? What was the catalyst that sent you off into this direction?
Well, I got a divorce. I was living with my then boyfriend. I had a dream that he was going to pass, and didn't quite know what to make of the dream. In the dream, I saw a doctor and nurse standing at the hospital door motioning for me to come in. He was lying on a gurney, and he was dead. So I told him about the dream. He said, oh, that's ridiculous. That'll never happen. And it was just before Christmas. It was like 5 days before Christmas. I got a phone call that to come to the hospital. And I just thought, well, maybe he passed out or something, because they never tell you that someone's dead. And then when I drove over there, I remembered the dream, and when I walked in, it was just like the dream. They motioned for me to come in, and I said, no, this can't be happening. You've watched the shows like Medium?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, and it's just like that. You see these things, and it's like a motion picture in front of you, and I kept saying, no, this can't be true, and he died, and he was lying on the gurney just like in the dream. So I was so despondent, I went to psychics, and I didn't really go to psychics before then. I went traveling all over just to make contact with him, to have a conduit or a channeler, and I found some very good ones. And they told me I was psychic. And I was like, no, that can't be. And then reporters started doing stories on me because I started doing readings. I had these two mentors, the Reverend Helen Williams from Trenton, New Jersey, and Edith Cantor from Ocean, New Jersey, and they were my two mentors. And once a week, I would go to Trenton, New Jersey, and sit around this big table, and they would say, well, read us straight, do the cards, do the tea leaves, and they wrote smiles, and they've since passed on, and they said, you know, if anything happens to us, that you're going to carry on our work. And I was in sales at the time, Richard. I had no intention of ever doing this work. Never did it occur to me I would ever, ever be a psychic.
Before you started the work, what was your feeling about psychics and people who did this kind of work?
Well, this is the whole story that's so fascinating. I come from a long line of psychics, which no one talked about. They kept it a secret all those years. My grandmother Lydia, who was from Hungary, I used to spend my summers with her in Garwood, New Jersey. She was a dream interpreter and a psychic, and people would come in all hours of the night, Richard, and I thought she was popular.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that she was a reader, and no one told me. And then on my mother's side, a Dr. Samuel Kennedy from Basking Ridge, New Jersey, was a very famous doctor in the Revolutionary War time. I'm a daughter of the American Revolution. And he was a seer. He was a visionary. He was a dreamer of dreams. And he's in many history books in Rutgers University. He was a very well-known doctor at that time, but he was a clairvoyant. He used to see dead people. He would make predictions. Matter of fact, one of the stories that is so fascinating about him, he was married to his first wife, and he had six children. He was out doing a house call. He delivered a little child, a little girl. He held her up in his hands towards the sky and said, "Someday this child will be my wife." And his first wife passed away, and 20 years later, he ended up marrying this girl.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's on my website. People need to go to my website, Barbara Mackey, MACKEY.com. Go mm-hmm. to the bio.
Right.
Go to my family history. It is so fascinating. There's love letters on there that he wrote to try to cajole
right.
her. And he wasn't a very good-looking man, you
mm-hmm.
know. But he said, "Someday she will be my wife." And then he had six other children with her.
Amazing.
So I have there's a long lineage, and even my children are psychic. So I started doing readings after Frank passed away, and I was told by many readers, "You're going to be known worldwide." And I just thought, well, I don't believe that, you know. And I was very reticent. I didn't want to do readings. I thought it was an awesome responsibility. I was very scared. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't think. But the word spread, and I've been doing it for many, many years.
Interesting. We're going to come back after this break, talk more with Barbara Mackey, and take your calls at 564-1290. Inside the 805 area, it is 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.
On Tuesday, Becky was sick. On Wednesday, she was gone.
I was there for my son's first breath and his last.
The infection spread so fast.
David got it when he was 13.
Terry was only 5.
Parents need to know.
There is something they can do.
Preteens and teens are at greater risk.
On behalf of the National Association of School Nurses, this is Lori Loughlin. Listen to the voices of meningitis. Get preteens and teens vaccinated against this rare but serious disease. Go to voicesofmeningitis.org.
Are addictions ruining your life? Have you lost hope and long to discover help for a brighter tomorrow? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
This year, you can make a difference for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Santa Barbara and the Santa Barbara Audubon Society's Birds of Prey campaign when you donate to the News Press Holiday Fund. Since 1949, the Holiday Fund has raised over $3 million for local charities from individuals, groups, companies, and foundations. And this year, your contributions to the News Press Holiday Fund will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Santa Barbara that serve over 1,500 local youths and their families, and the Santa Barbara Audubon Society's Birds of Prey campaign to build permanent housing for birds of prey who cannot survive in the wild. You can make a difference. Mail your contributions today to the Santa Barbara News Press Holiday Fund, Post Office Box 1359, Santa Barbara, California, 93102. You have a message that others can benefit from. A meditation to share. A talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. a workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and Fast Forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
New paradigms for a new world. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm your host, Richard Dugan, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. My guest today is Barbara Mackey, and her website, Barbara Mackey, that's M-A-C-K-E-Y, barbaramackey.com. Learn all about her beyond this interview and the things that she's done, the things she's into, and how she can assist and help you in terms of moving forward. And there are a lot of things that are happening, and we'd kind of like to know what's going on if we can. The interesting thing, and I'm sure, Barbara, you will sort of confirm this, mm-hmm. is that we already know this. It's from my perspective, it's more like I'm going to come to you, Barbara, as a psychic, as a clairvoyant, as a medium, to confirm what I already know. And there is a certain sense of, self-confidence in doing that sometimes. And then as mm-hmm. we begin to trust that, as we mm-hmm. get those kinds of confirmations, we become our own, if you will, psychic or medium or intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Most definitely. Well, I do classes, and I've been doing them for the last 30 years, tapping into your psychic ability, because we all have the sixth sense. We've been overeducated, and we don't use our innate feeling of, I know what I'm doing because my stomach is telling me, my solar plexus, my intuitiveness is telling me, you know, that in the pit of your stomach, you get the messages all the time. But so I teach people how to tap into it and how to use it mm-hmm. every day in their everyday living. Listen to your first impressions. Go with that feeling. Don't try to over-intellectualize your feelings.
Yeah. Let me ask you, if you can, if you will, sort of tap into, because I am very curious. I've asked a few people about this, and I don't necessarily hold one's opinion or reading over another's. I'm just always curious as to mm-hmm. The insights that I get. In regards to, as I mentioned at the outset of the program, my dog, Makushla, and the level of energy that she seems to have that doesn't seem mm-hmm. to diminish as she gets older.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me?
Well, she's probably allergic to sugar.
Well, we try not to give her any.
Yeah, I know. I'm teasing. You know, like kids are hyper. You know, take them off sugar. She's just got a young spirit.
Yeah.
She's got a young spirit in that body.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's not the type to slow down. She'll be like that until the day that she passes.
Oh, wow.
So it's nothing big deal. It's almost like she has all these little spirits around her helping her. Like even if she feels lazy, they tell her, go, because they have spirits around them, entities to help them too.
Yeah, I kind of figured that that's probably going to be the case, and I'm actually glad about that. It's hard to watch your family members, and especially if they're pets, start to slow down as they get older and older, to the point where mm-hmm. they hardly move around at all. And so I'm actually looking forward to that fact, and I hope that I will do the same, have that same level of energy as I get older.
Most definitely you will.
Wonderful. Well, I tell you what, we'll talk more about that. But first, we're going to go to our first caller here in Santa Barbara, Sue. And she's called us at 805-564-1290. If you'd like to give us a call, that's the number, or outside the area, 866-564-1290. Toll free, 866-564-1290. Sue, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much, Richard. And actually, you helped me out with one of my pets.
Oh,
I think that's what's going on with one of them, too. Okay, now back to me, Barbara, and I think I met you before, but that's another conversation. I
okay,
just finished writing a poem.
Talk up a little bit, and when anyone calls in, please be specific with your question.
Okay.
Zone in so I'm not all over the place, so
okay.
I can tune in, okay?
Okay. I just finished writing a poem about 2010 feeling so bright for me. What is your take?
I think it's so right for you. I think that you've had some years of struggle. That's what I'm feeling. And I get a man around you. Perhaps it was a relationship. I don't know. Can you confirm?
There's so many.
So many men, so little time. Yeah, I know. No, there was one in particular, like a heart-wrenching kind of thing, where maybe it's time to just let go. Does that make sense?
Well, no, I just had the Thanksgiving date from hell, you know, because...
Oh, maybe that's the one you should let go of, you know.
Well, I have let go as of Thanksgiving, you know, when he couldn't walk and talk, and I had to let the limo go. Yeah, but
that's
history.
What I'm getting,
I never let go.
We're talking on top of each other here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Say that again?
No, I let go on Thanksgiving. No, that I'm not hanging on to anyone right now.
That's what I said, honey. You're letting them go, which is good.
Yeah.
Everything, let it go.
Yeah.
Because it didn't do you any good. It only dragged you down. Your spirit was down. But I feel such a lightness coming over you because you have self-respect for yourself.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
There's an element of rising above it and being evolved. Like you're not thinking, how can I put it, in your lower part of body anymore. You're evolving and you're going up towards your spirit. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Well,
go ahead.
I don't know how other than to say that you're not crawling anymore. You're walking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I dig that. Okay,
you digging it? You digging it, Santa Barbara? Where are you
there
from?
There you go. She's actually here in Santa Barbara as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Saint Barbara, that's me. You're talking to her.
There you go. Well, Sue, there you go. And first of all, I want to thank you for calling, and it was a pleasure meeting you. I guess it was a couple of weeks ago when you came into the station.
Yes,
it was nice.
With the Santa Barbara Singles.
Absolutely.
That
well, hopefully we'll see you again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling and keep listening.
Bye-bye.
This is Tell Me Your Story, and Barbara Mackey is my guest, and her website, Barbara Mackey, that's M-A-C-K-E-Y, barbaramackey.com. Find out all kinds of good information and get in touch with her, the email address, and all of the different services that she provides, articles, radio programs. You're kind of all over the place from that standpoint, getting the word out, as it were. I wanted to dovetail a little bit off of something that Sue touched upon, because both my wife and I had this same sense that 2010, now for me, I see numbers in colors. Our listeners know this because I've mentioned it at least a few times.
Yeah.
But I see numbers in color. And so when you start putting those numbers together in certain sequences, it gives, of course, a very unique color. Well, 2010 has a very, especially because it has two zeros in it, has a very unique color and subsequently energy.
Right.
And there's a part of me that is just so glad to be in 2010. Now, again, I understand that time and calendars are all a man's construct. But nonetheless, it's what we use to, so to speak, tell time and keep track. But it just feels like, and it's not really so much, boy, am I glad we're out of 2009 so much as I'm glad we're here. There's something in this period, this time period forward, that is just going to be so extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, 2010, if you want to do numerology, the 2 and the 1 is a 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that it in 2010 is a number that it isn't like a 9 number.
Yeah.
Like a 9 is major change, and 2001 2010, actually, it's almost like a new beginning, like a new, like a number one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And number three is a very holy number, too.
Yeah.
It's the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or the Trinity, or whatever you want to, you know, put it. But I think that, you know, it's going to, I have a good feeling about this year for a lot of people.
Now, I was doing some musings the other day, and my boss, I shared this with him, and he said, well, there was someone else who was telling me the same thing, to which I responded, ah, someone else who has way too much time on their hands. Nonetheless, there are 3 days this month, and there are 9 days total in this year that are what I call binary days. Because of the way that we write the calendar days, yesterday was 010110.
Okay.
There are two more days this month, the 10th and the 11th, that are also binary days. And then there are two more months with 3 days in them. Obviously, it's October and November that will also have three binary days. Now, why that came to mind, I do not know, but there's. It seems to me like everyone was going nuts over August 8th, 2008, and September 9th, 2009. They'll go completely berserk over 10-10-10 in October, and so forth. So I'm just sitting here going, interesting, all of these. On, and of course, zeros and ones refer to on and off when it comes to computers. And our society is so technologically focused these days. Everything is technology.
Yes.
And maybe that's why that came to mind. Are you seeing for us in, say, this particular decade as we move forward, that maybe that's going to continue and maybe continue moving forward more exponentially?
Yes. Also, I feel psychically that a lot of things are going to be brought to the forefront. Like a lot of things have been swept under the carpet. And things that are beneficial for the American people are going to be brought to the forefront, and they're going to be stronger, and they're going to not be so apathetic to what's happening in their lives. There's going to be more standing up and speaking for themselves. Do you understand?
So, in other words, we're going to get information about past events, the truths, if you will, and we're basically not just going to sit there and say, we're going to stand up and say, all right, not enough is enough.
Yeah, well, you know, I always used to say this to people, and they thought I was crazy. They go, what do you see for the future? I go, a revolution. But a revolution doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Right.
It could be a good thing.
And there have been bloodless revolutions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we need is a good old revolution. We need people to say, no taxation without representation.
Yeah.
And that's what they need to do, and they need to get off the carcass and say, you know what, I'm going to fight for what I believe in, and I want to stand up because we outnumber them. We outnumber the forces that be. We really do, and we could really run our own country, believe it or not. We could have that process again that our forefathers believed in. So I think this is going to be a revolution this year in many ways.
Let's hope that it's the kind of revolution, certainly, that brings about the things that we really want as a society. And of course, that's what this program is about, is bringing new paradigms for a new world, choices and knowledge of those choices, not only to help to make your individual dreams, but even our collective dreams come true.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is a collective consciousness. It's really on its way up. We're collectively in tune to every other person on the planet by all the wonderful things that are available to us. You know that. So it's a collective consciousness. I mean, talk about when in the 40s, who cared about collective consciousness? They only cared what happened in their house and on the block.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So did they really care about what was happening in other countries? No. You know, so in the 50s, everybody was like sleepwalking. It was like la-di-da. You know, leave it to Beaver. And who cared about collective consciousness? We have grown so much spiritually, and we will continue to grow.
Some say that we, those are phases that we as a civilization and a society had or needed to go through to get to where we are today. Would you say that that's probably pretty accurate?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we can pass judgment on it in one way or the other.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, we wouldn't be here if we hadn't been there.
Well, you have to suffer in order to, you have to suffer in order to be beautiful. Uh-huh. You know, so people have to walk through the fires of hell.
Yeah.
And they got to get burned a little bit before they learn their lesson, unfortunately. You know, but that, or fortunately, any way you want to look at it. But I have hope for the future. But this is going to be a good year in many ways. I think that there's things we're going to have to deal with on with the war and the terrorists, and but I think we're going to have a little more of a handle on it, and we're learning. You know, I just flew the other day, and I actually flown twice within the month, and they're having some big problems with people flying. And now in Newark, Newark, New Jersey, they're installing these machines. They don't even have to pat you down anymore. So I have a couple of suggestions for home security, believe me, because when 9/11 happened, I called them. I called the FBI and told them what to do, and they listened to me, actually.
Wow.
Well, the first time they did hang up on me, I have to say that, Richard.
Well.
And I called them back, and I said, I hope you didn't hang up on me. And they went, oh, no.
Yeah, we were just disconnected. Something probably on the line here.
Yeah.
When you called them the first time, you must speak with great authority in your voice.
I did, but they hung up on me anyway. When I told them I was psychic, they went click, you know, and then I called them back up and I said, I hope that you didn't hang up on me.
Yeah, well, and they would never admit that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host with New Paradigms for a New World. My guest is Barbara Mackey. Her website, Barbara Mackey, that's M-A-C-K-E-Y, barbaramackey.com. And we're taking your calls at 805-564-1290 outside the area, 866-564-1290. And Barbara, we have someone from, all right, let's turn that off, New Jersey. We have Jean.
Okay.
Jean?
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hi, Jean. How are you?
Good. I have
What's
a couple questions for you.
Okay.
My finances for 2010, what do you see?
Oh, lordy, lordy. Okay. I still see a struggle. I see you, like, metaphorically going up a ladder and slipping down. Like, you know, you get three steps up, then you're two steps back down. Metaphorically, I'm seeing this. You're going to reach the top, not without much struggle, though. But there will be people there to say, I can help, I can help, I can help. But you have to surround yourself with the right people.
Okay.
You have to do some house cleaning this year. And I'm talking about major house cleaning and saying no more. I'm going on a different path. I see what I've done wrong. I'm going to correct my mistakes and not redo them over and over again. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. You know, I'm a very kind person, and I, you know, lots of times, you know, I try to really help people, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it doesn't work out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think you should help yourself this year. This is the year of helping yourself, and
okay.
That doesn't mean that you have to be selfish or you have to be turn your back on people, but you have to think about you first, because evidently the people you've been surrounding yourself with have not been thinking about your welfare. So you
okay.
have to take care of you. Okay?
Okay,
and then I see probably towards September a breakthrough, and that
Great.
Is very good. And that's just around the corner. The way that, you know, days are flying by, the way the months are flying by, it's going to be honest before you know it. So by
okay.
September, if you stay on course, all right? And there's going to
okay.
be a baby. You're going to hear about a birth of a baby. I want you to watch something with your blood or your blood pressure or your heart, too. I want you to get
okay.
that checked out, okay?
Okay, I will. I'll be very careful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you,
okay.
Jean, for calling.
Bye-bye.
I hope you'll keep listening.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You bet. And that's how easy it is. Just give us a call, 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290 here on the Central Coast. Broadcasting live Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m., archiving these programs so that you can listen to them again at richarddugan.com. My guest, Barbara Mackey, and her website, barbaramackey.com. Now, Barbara, there are a lot of people who are really stressing, and it has nothing to do with the economy or
mm-hmm.
the stock market or the changing from 2009 to 2010.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with 2012 and this whole thing that people have really gotten themselves wound up
I
over.
I don't believe in it.
Yeah, especially since the movie that came out.
In it.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it. I don't believe in this. You know, I guess I don't know if people, you know, what was it, that Y2K?
Y2K, yes.
Oh, my God. I was like, are you crazy? You're getting food. Get out of here, you know? Jersey. I'm such a Jersey girl.
Yeah.
And not only this, people are like, oh, 2012. I'm like, oh, shut up. Stop. You know, Henny Penny, the world's coming to an end. If I hear that one more time, we're going to be here for a long time,
mm-hmm.
okay? So people should stop stressing over stuff. They better start thinking about how to improve their lives on a personal basis, how to improve themselves first,
yeah.
and then their family, and then their friends.
And something
you know, it's like, it starts with them, okay?
Yeah. It's something you said to Gene that spurred this image in my mind, and I'm sure Gene is still listening, and that is that if you are in a situation in an airplane where they say that we're going to have to do this thing here, and suddenly these mm-hmm. masks drop down in front of you, they tell you, do not put on someone else's, put yours on first.
No, put your own mask on. That's right, Richard.
And that's why when you told Gene that came to mind, that we have to be ready ourselves, be prepared, then we can help others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very good, Richard.
Yeah.
Yes.
866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290. Have you written a book yet?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Well,
everybody else has.
Wait a minute. I'm waiting for more exciting things to happen. You know, I keep thinking, ooh. And I'm glad that I didn't write it years ago because so many good things have happened this year. I went on The Haunted, you know, mm-hmm. for The Animal Planet. And I'm doing a reality show. We're shooting a pilot. And, you know, I never thought I would do a reality show, Richard. I thought it was so beneath me. And it probably is.
Ah, but you're in it now.
It probably is. But I'm going to make it worthwhile.
Wonderful.
And it's stories about psychics, you know, how they live their everyday lives, how they have difficulties with their children. People think we're saints, that we never go to a bar, we never get drunk, we never do drugs, we never have nervous breakdowns. Well, we have it all, and probably twice as much as the regular person, because they're very sensitive as a whole, and we can feel things before they even happen, and if we hang around with people that have bad energy, boy, we really feel it. So psychics have pretty intense lives. They've had to really be wounded themselves. Mm. They're the wounded healers, and usually they're not very close to their families because the families think they're crazy for the work they do. They can heal the world. They can't heal their own children. It's a myriad of things we all have. We're all connected. All the psychics are connected, and we probably have similar stories. Can't maintain a relationship because a lot of people don't accept our work. It just goes on and on. But there's so many gracious, wonderful things that happen. It's a glorious life on many levels, but it's like you're carrying a cross on your back. So it's conflicted.
Mm, interesting. Now, you mm-hmm. said something earlier I wanted to follow up on, because you said that your family had basically hidden your psychic abilities from you in terms of the history in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware today as to why they did that to you?
Because they were ashamed. You know, there's still an element of shame. Like, Richard, you know, presently I'm looking for a place to live, and if you tell them that you're a psychic, they'll throw you right out the front door. They'll be like, I'm not here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one of the world's oldest professions. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm being facetious, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want it done under their roof, anywhere on their block. They think you're like the devil or whatever. It's getting better. People come to me, very famous people for readings, and they shall remain nameless, but one of them is on The View.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. she doesn't want anybody to know that she had a reading by me.
Okay.
Because that means you're consorting with people that know more than you, and how could I know more than this person when she's like the top, you know?
Yeah. So how often do you talk to Joyce? Never mind. Don't answer that question. I'm curious as to...
It's actually not Joyce.
Okay. Okay. And people going, you watch The View? Well, when you work for a television station for a period of time and it happens to be the affiliate that carries the program, yes, you watch the program. One of the things that I find so interesting is that, and you just started to allude to this as well, is that clairvoyance, psychics, intuitives, whatever name you want to put to mediums, they're just human beings. They're just people like everybody else,
mm-hmm.
but they're their conduit, if you will.
Yeah.
Almost all of the wiring is connected up, whereas the rest of us, a lot of our wiring and in the conduit to the universe, if you will, has been disconnected over time due to institutions, government,
yes,
religion, education,
mm-hmm,
parents, family, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Can you give us any ideas as to how we, who we were saying, okay, all right, I understand the concept of the conduit and all those wires in there. How
yeah
do I go about the process of reconnecting those?
Mm.
So I have a greater connection?
Well, you should start, you know, hanging around with like-minded people and going to courses that teach you how to delve into it. When I do a course, I do deep meditation, opens all your chakras. I do it with these novices. They don't know what they're doing. I'll tell you what, they helped me with a murder case. They were so great. They were great. I work mm-hmm with novices. They get the information. They're surprised at what they can get. When you really go inward and you listen to your intuitiveness, your gut instinct, it's surprising. I mean, it's right there for the taking.
Mm.
It's right there for the taking. But people turn it off. They're like, I'm not going to listen to that voice. I'm going to be rational. Hell, there's too much to be said about rational. Be a little rational.
Well, some people would consider an intuitive to be rather irrational because there's,
from
their perspective, there is no logic involved whatsoever.
No, there isn't any logic to it. That's what makes it so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It really does, because you don't know where. People say, where's the information coming from, Barbara? I go, well, I can't speak for everyone. I can only say that I might be a DNA reader, that I read your DNA. It's generations after generations are stored in your body. It's a blueprint. You know that, right, Richard?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Any experience that you've ever had is stored in your DNA, and it could be your great-grandmother or whatever before that. It's a myriad of things. My brain might be different than yours. I was supposed to be tested at MIA. Is it MIA?
MIT.
MIT.
Mm-hmm.
See, there you go. Illogical. I see numbers backwards.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe I'm not normal, but thank God. Whatever normal is, I'd rather be this, because I'm so sensitive to other people
mm-hmm
that it makes me feel like I'm doing something in this world that's worthwhile to help people, even if I've touched one person's life.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like a domino effect. I've read for thousands and thousands of people, and I get letters all the time. Barbara, you changed my life. You told me I had something wrong with my breast. You saved my life. I had breast cancer. It goes on and on and on, and I don't know where the information comes from. If you want to think it's coming from God,
mm-hmm,
whatever God that might be, you could think that.
Well, as I told you before we started, that's kind of the concept of these programs, these interviews, and that is I have no written questions. I have no agenda, no direction.
Mm-hmm.
I let the universe take it. I let the universe take it wherever it's going to go, and it has gone where it's intended to go for this day.
Right.
So I certainly can relate to that. Barbara Mackey's my guest, and this is Tell Me Your Story. Phone number 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290. We'll take your phone calls until the top of the hour. You know, I was curious about something. You just you went through a little bit of a litany there of the folks that you've touched that come back and say, oh, thank you so much because you did this, you said that, you saw this, you felt that, et cetera, et cetera. Who are the people who have touched you, who have changed your life, who have been an inspiration and a major impact that have helped to keep you moving forward?
Good question. Well, it was my two mentors, the Reverend Helen Williams. She was a doll. She was a very bawdy, overweight woman. She cussed like a sailor. She had her own church, like in Ghost, you know, the movie Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
It was a storefront in a very poor neighborhood, and she was a reverend, and she had sparkling blue eyes, and she had a little dog named Butchie. The house was a mess. Like many psychics have messy houses, they're very disorganized, but there's organization within disorganization. Their brains are all over the place. Then there was Edith Cantor, who I give them both credit. They're my two loves. And they were my inspiration. They were like everything to me. They were like the mothers I never had. So they helped me even after they've left and they've been in spirit. I have to give just kudos to all my girlfriends. who have helped me over the years, because when I've fallen, you know, you're living on the edge doing this work. You never know if you're going to work. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're flying without a safety net. So anytime I've fallen, when I've gotten tremendously sick, which you can from this work, you can actually pass out. I've fallen against the wall. I had to go to bed. I felt like my spirit was leaving my body. It can be very dangerous to your health. I've always had women around me that were helpful, my very good friends. And I give them credit. They've always been there. I can't say the same for the men in my life. They sort of like, you know, you could see the skid marks coming out of their shoes because they were like, it's not my problem. But I have to really, you know, say the women in my life have gathered around me, and women have always been the constant in my life. It's unfortunate that, you know, I've been in love with men, but they turned out to be very non-supportive,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So that's the inspirations in my life. And as far as any public figures, I can't really think of anyone that I really admire other than, I will say, and I can't say I'm a religious nut, but I love the teachings of Jesus, and I would have liked very much, you know, the question of people that you wish that you could sit and talk with,
mm-hmm.
that's one of the people, and or Gandhi, you know, people
yeah.
like that, very yeah. inspirational to me.
Absolutely.
Barbara. Martin Luther King, love him. Martin Luther King Jr., love him.
Mm. Barbara Mackey.
Love his speech, his last speech that he made. So they're very inspirational to me.
Well, thank you so much for that. It's interesting to hear who have touched the lives of our various guests and how they've sort of helped to propel us forward and move us onward. It sounds to me, and I get this impression from a lot of folks, that though there are many people who find solace and support and encouragement from one individual over the course of decades in some instances, there are also others such as yourself and maybe and myself. We've found inspiration with many, many different people, but we never actually hooked on to one person that we followed for decades. There was
mm-hmm.
not that one individual.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to take a call here. We're going to get surprised. This is Tell Me Your Story, 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290.
Yes.
Who do we have on the line?
Yes, Helga. Good afternoon.
Helga.
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
From Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. Welcome.
Yes.
And here is Barbara Mackey.
Thank you.
Hi, Helga.
Hello there, Barbara. I was lying
down.
Hi,
where are you from? What country are you from?
I'm from Germany.
Oh, how nice. I love your accent. So
I have
your
one.
Question? Yes?
It's a good thing that one cannot hear it by themselves.
Oh, it's beautiful. So. It's Helga. It's beautiful.
Well,
your question?
I was just hearing the radio, and I thought I'd call in. I'm just the person who lives here in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Did you have a question for Barbara?
I would like to hear something about, in general, my life.
Hmm.
Let's see. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to...
Okay.
I'm a married woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a son?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting something around your son. I don't know if he's having, if you're close to him, extremely close to him.
Wait a minute, I'm turning it on loud here. Excuse me. Yes, go ahead.
Are you extremely close to him?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so there's a connection there. I get it. A very nice connection. I think you might be taking a trip to Germany, too. Have you planned it?
No, but that could very well be. And I also have another son. I'm actually curious about both boys also.
Okay.
If you sense
one
any.
One of them might be having problems. The other one is more steady on his feet. Does that make sense?
He's what?
More steady, stable. One is more stable. The other one might be having economic problems, something with the job.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's correct.
Yes.
See, I'm a person over years, you know, in Europe or wherever, I've seen yes. some psyches, and I'm a strong believer. What I don't believe in is playing secret when one calls in, like you are supposed to be God. No, why don't I guide you a little bit? Because it's much better
yeah, no,
to
I'm
see
glad
through.
That you're confirming. Okay. One has very dark hair.
No.
Yeah.
Well, one yeah. is darker than the other, yes.
Darker. Okay. And you're going to Germany, for sure, okay? I'm getting this. Do you ever know anyone by the name of Genevieve?
No.
Genevieve or Genevieve?
Jennifer,
Oh, something like that. I don't know. I don't know why I'm getting that. I also got a baby. Someone's having. Is anyone having a baby around you?
No.
Okay, there's a baby. Now, this could be within a year. Also, I want you to watch your thyroid. Have you had thyroid problems?
Never, no.
Okay, this could be something in the future.
Elga. Okay.
And I get Robert.
Huh. No. Do you see anything about
Robert,
my husband?
Bob.
How is his health?
Who is he?
My husband.
That's your husband, Bob?
No, no, no. His name is not.
You want to know how your husband's health is?
Yes.
Okay. I get something with treatment, and I don't know if he has any problems in his breathing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting something with his lungs or his breathing, and I don't know if that's come up yet. Has it?
Well, he's a snorer, for one thing. That has
okay,
to do with
he's got sleep apnea.
Uh-huh.
Got to check his breathing because I think he stops breathing in the middle of the night when he sleeps. So that's that could be heart related, and
yeah, that could be. But his heart is fine. But Barbara, what
is
about the boys?
That.
Anything else?
One son is having problems with money, and he might have to take out some kind of loan or move.
Uh huh. And
yes.
The other one?
The other one, you know, I'm not getting anything bad with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a set of twins, too. Who are the twins?
No, Barbara, sorry.
No, that's okay. Don't be sorry. Just write it down.
No twins.
It could be a Gemini, too. But what I'm really concerned about is your husband with his breathing. If he snores a lot, you've got to get him into a sleep clinic because it can be dangerous, Helga.
Okay.
It can. What happens is that they snore, they stop breathing.
Yeah, I'm aware of apnea, right. I have a little knowledge about it, but...
Okay. But other than that, I mean, I think that I don't get anything bad around you. I got a dog. I don't know if you have a dog.
No.
Okay, maybe I'm picking up Richard. Richard, are you on the line?
I'll leave the room.
I get a dog. It could be one of your kids, grandchildren. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I'm concerned about one of your sons, and he could have depression, too.
Oh, see?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're very, very good. Right on.
Well, Helga, thank you so much.
Thank you
thank
very
you for
much.
Listening. I hope you'll
Barbara,
tune in again.
I'm going to look you up. You are here locally?
No, she's at BarbaraMackey.com.
You can call me.
Oh, okay. In Santa Barbara here.
No.
Okay.
We'll give out the phone.
BarbaraMackey.com.
BarbaraMackey, MackeyM.com.
EY. All right.
Okay?
Very much.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Helga.
Thank you, Helga. All right. Bye-bye. All right, well, we're going to take a...
say, no. I love it.
Yeah, and...
It makes my day because then they call back and they're like, oh, it was right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be coming back to Barbara Mackey here on Tell Me Your Story. Don't go away.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
July got married 1913 when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Yes, very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
Okay, stand by. They want to get you a mail road right now until they go. No, go. Stand by.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Do your thoughts center on regret and resentment? Do you feel lost with all the joy drained out of your life? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Tucked away at 7 East Anapamu, behind Sullivan Goss and American Gallery, just across the street from the Art Museum, the delightful Arts and Letters Cafe, Santa Barbara's most romantic restaurant, is now serving dinner in addition to its famous lunch menu. That's right. Now you can enjoy a la carte service and a full bar for dinner Wednesdays through Sundays in the secluded and enchanting privacy of the garden courtyard at the Arts and Letters Cafe, where Chef Eric Simmons prepares fine California cuisine with an emphasis on fresh local seafood. Or for diners who want to enjoy the street scene in Santa Barbara's historic arts district, the Arts and Letters Cafe offers front porch dining with happy hour bar service and light fare. That's the Arts and Letters Cafe at 7 East Annapamu, where great food and great art combine for a wonderful dining experience for lunch and dinner.
Every minute of every day, events occur that affect our lives, our community, our future. Who will tell us? How will we know every minute of every day? The Santa Barbara News Press. Witness news first at newspress.com. Hear it first at AM 1290. Read it first in the Santa Barbara News Press. Every minute of every day.
Tell me your story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and my thanks to Helga and Jeannie and to Sue for calling in today. My final question to you, Barbara, before we wrap things up, mm-hmm. there are a lot of things 28 years ago. You could have gone in a lot of different directions, but you didn't. You went in this one. Why this? Why now?
Well, initially, when I had my children when they were younger, I was involved in theater and local politics, and actually they wanted me to, I wrote a state law. It was called the Mackey Bill. It's on my website. Everything about my life is there. And it was against drunken driving laws that existed in the state of New Jersey. And I sat down at the kitchen table and wrote, I must have been a lawyer in a past life, and I wrote it down and I spoke in front of the Senate. It took me 2 years to push it through the House. I had sponsors. And people were wanting me to be a councilwoman and a senator and whatever. And I said, no, I just can't do that because I'm too honest. I can't be in politics. Mm-hmm. And then I was in theater and wrote plays. I never thought I would do this. Matter of fact, I was going to walk away from it. I thought I would be in Hollywood writing comedy or something, mm-hmm. doing something with funny stuff. And I guess Frank's death, my boyfriend's death, opened this door for me. He died in order for me to live. That's how I look at it, because I would have never known my potential for what I could do.
Well, we want to thank you so much for spending this hour with us, and we do encourage people to go to your website, BarbaraMackey.com. BarbaraMackey.com. And Barbara, thank you again for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Richard, and I'd love to do it again.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay,
I'm Richard Dugan, and this is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. We're here every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, streaming live on the internet at richarddugan.com. Drop me a line. Email is richard@richarddugan.com. Would love to hear from you. Until next Saturday at this same time, 3 p.m., love to Lal. Have yourselves a great day, a wonderful weekend. Hey, get out and enjoy 2010. It's fantastic.